One in every eight women is diagnosed with some form of breast cancer in her lifetime. To raise awareness as well as funds for breast cancer research, the month of October is being celebrated as the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This Tuesday through Friday, Dr. Magda El-Shenawy, Professor of Electrical Engineering, and Dr. Carol Gaddis, an Assistant Professor of Industrial Engineering and the Associate Dean of the Honors College at the University of Arkansas, will host the 2010 Advances in Breast Cancer Research Workshop with support from the National Science Foundation. Dr. El-Shenawy says the workshop is aimed at research that requires higher investment of resources, but has an equally higher impact.
If you ask what is the motivation of this whole workshop, that was the point. Because I, as a breast cancer researcher, we have several grants, several proposals last year. And the reviews came back very good, but they said this is high risk, high gain. If it is done, it will make a big impact. But it is high risk, so kind of they said, we cannot fund you because it is high risk. We said, okay, so let us see what everybody else in breast cancer is doing. So let us put everybody together in the same room. Let us all talk together. Let us all see the big picture. What is the big picture of this whole problem, right? Because that's why we invited people from every discipline, mathematicians, biology, medical, of course. This is a medical problem, so medical people are most importantly, right? Electrical engineering, chemical engineering, biochemistry, and so on.
For the purpose of this workshop, participants were selected from a pool of researchers who submitted their resumes, a narrative on why they are interested in breast cancer research, and a list of publications that are or might be relevant to the topic. Dr. Gaddis says the conference is more about research than awareness.
One of the interesting things is most of these researchers do not start out researching breast cancer. Most of them start in some other field, like Magda started in detection of mines.
Yes.
And she started thinking about what she was doing there and thinking about how searching for mines is not that much different than searching for tumors in breast cancer. One thing we're looking for in our participants of this workshop is to get not only researchers who are top-notch and doing things in their field, but also talented researchers who have research going on that they could tweak or, repackage, so to speak, and actually do breast cancer research with that.
According to Dr. Gaddis, as news about the workshop spread, many speakers approached the organizers themselves interested in participating. The workshop features renowned breast cancer researchers from disciplines such as nanotechnology, biomagnetics, acoustics, microwave imaging, and biochemistry, among others, from across the nation. Dr. El-Shenawy gives us an example of multidisciplinary cooperation in this field.
From my point of view, the electrical engineering, we are the imaging people. We invent devices or systems to image, a target. So from the electrical point of view, it is the same concept of sending, receiving, then process the data, right? But now what's inside the breast, all those tissues, the types of tissues, this is medical. Mathematicians, they can come to the picture because we do really lots of computer simulations. That's what we do. And they can help us. Biology, definitely, they know what the breast is composed of. So hopefully if we can get more people to work together from those disciplines, I think we have a chance to do something better than what we have.
Dr. El-Shenawy, along with graduate student Ahmed Hassan, is currently researching early breast cancer detection using biomagnetics. For now, she suggests young women conduct breast self-exams and middle-aged women get screened yearly to detect any anomalies in breast tissue. However, some of the screening processes, such as a mammogram, can be a painful experience. Dr. Gaddis says that is something researchers do think about,
One of the main reasons they have those kinds of thoughts about how the pain factor and so forth is because they want more women to get screened. And because women hear, oh, it's so painful and, oh, it hurts, they're less likely to get screened, particularly when in the media we hear, well, you really don't need it until this year. Well, you really don't need it until you're that old. And so women can easily say, oh, well, I'll just go ahead and put it off, okay, which can be a mistake.
So which direction is the breast cancer research headed in? Early detection, better treatment, or prevention? Dr. Elshinawi has this answer.
The early detection is the key, because the treatment, the chemotherapy and the drugs are doing very well. They are advancing. But if the cancer is detected after it metastasizes the body, that's where the hope is decreasing. So early detection, so that's what we are after.
Dr. Gaddis says the National Science Foundation plans to conduct the next such workshop in a developing country such as Turkey or Egypt.
One of the reasons that NSF is so interested in this, in doing another developing country, is because they're at a different point. They're thinking differently. They are approaching their ways of working on breast cancer research in ways that we would probably not be thinking of ourselves. And so really the idea of diversity and bringing people of different backgrounds, different thoughts, and different points in the process can be very helpful.
The 2010 Advances in Breast Cancer Research Workshop is supported by the National Science Foundation and the College of Engineering, the Department of Electrical Engineering, and the Honors College of the University of Arkansas, and will be held this Tuesday through Friday. For more information, please log on to www.breastcancer.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.